Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. Tia. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, AKTM, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so floppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're strolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
What up, world? It's your boy, Big XL, and this is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. Man, one time for everybody on the check-in. What up, BJ? I see you. This is the show where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. We give those artists, those entertainers, those people that are moving, shaking the community, opportunities to tell their story and let you know what's going on in their life. But before I get to that, man, I got to say one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta. I also got to say one time for the good people over at Live 365. All right, let me tell you a little bit about Live 365. We partnered up with Live 365 last year and launched our very own internet radio station. All right, the name of that station is Ride 95. The way to access us is very easy. All you got to do is go to live365.com, go to the search engine, type in Ride 95, click on the station logo, and we will pop up. Music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, if you want to check us out via your mobile devices, also just as easy. All you got to do is download the Live 365 app. Once you download that app, click on that station logo. I'm sorry, go to the search engine, click on that station logo. Go to the search engine, type in Ride 95, click on the station logo, and then you'll have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I don't know why I'm getting distracted and jumbling over my words. But one time for everybody on the check-in, make sure you check us out on all streaming platforms. Your favorite streaming platform, iTunes, SoundCloud, AudioMax, MixCloud, Blog Talk, just to name a few. Go to that search engine, type in Riding Dirty Radio, and you can check out all our interviews. All right, also make sure you follow us on YouTube at Riding Dirty TV and all social media platforms at Riding Dirty Radio. And that's Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, all the above. All right, now, ladies and my boys and girls, you know what we do right here. You know how we get it in. This is the platform. We give artists, entrepreneurs, people that are just good people. Just if you're doing your thing in your community, you're trying to change this world, this earth, this is the platform for you. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tonight is no different than any other night on the Riding Dirty Show. So welcome to the platform, singer, songwriter, Miss Chanel Alexis. How you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing good.
This evening? I am awesome. I meant this evening, not today, this evening. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good this evening, feeling good, can't complain.
No doubt. The first thing I want to say is an honor and a pleasure, and we are truly humbled to have you on the platform.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, so look, let's get into the life of Miss Chanel Alexis. The first thing I want to ask you is, where are you from?
I am from Jersey.
Okay, Jersey. Now, I can't break tradition. Everyone I have ever interviewed from Jersey, I asked this same question, and I got to ask you too. Years ago, I watched a movie, a very, very good movie, called New Jersey Drive. All right? Now, New Jersey has been known as the car theft capital of the world.
My question to
Miss Chanel Alexis is, do you have any skills when it comes to disabling a vehicle without a key?
Oh, no, I don't. Honestly, I'm really bad with cars, so I try to stay away from cars as much as I can, like, honestly.
No doubt. Have you ever seen or heard of that movie?
I have, yeah. I haven't seen it, but I definitely heard of it. That's such a shame. I have to watch it.
You got to watch it. Action-packed, very, very good movie, all-star cast. Matter of fact, if you watch that movie is probably at least 15, 20 years old. But if you watch it, you'll watch a lot of people who have now went on to big and bright stars when it comes to Hollywood.
Oh, I see. So you learn something new every day.
So let's get into it. You're from Jersey, but where did it all begin when it comes to pursuing this career in this entertainment business?
So when I started out, I kind of been going back and forth with music ever since I was young. My dad was really into music, and I have an older brother, and he was into music. So we would kind of always go to the studio and, like, make music every now and then. But my mom and my dad split up when I was young. So that kind of, like, drew me away from music a little bit, just kind of dealing with life and you know how that goes. So as I got older, I wanted to fulfill my promise to my mom to finish school. So I wanted to make sure I finished school. And then after I graduated college is when I decided to go back into music and take it seriously. And I ended up joining an R&B girl group. And that's kind of where I really got developed and just kind of got my focus back for music. And I've just been building on my talents and just building my craft ever since then.
All right. What was the name of the R&B girl group, and what was it like being in a group?
So the name of the group was Glow 96. It was three of us, me and two other females that are from New York. I liked being in a group. It was kind of like, I liked it because it was less pressure. I felt like, you know, going into something new, you're always going to be nervous naturally. So it was just good to have people by your side every step of the way. And just to kind of, you can feed off each other's energy, and, you know, you guys help each other better in different departments. So it's definitely helpful, but it's also a challenge at the same time, especially when you're dealing with three grown people with their own feelings and their own opinions on things. It can be a challenge at times. But if I had to give my opinion, I would say I liked being in a group. I would encourage other people to be in a group because I feel like you could learn a lot at the end of the day.
All right. What ultimately led to the group disbanding?
We kind of just had a lot of different opinions going on, and things were getting really, really serious. Like, people were starting to really pay us a lot of attention, and with a decision like that, you want to make it at the right time. You don't want to make it when, you know, you have a lot of obligations to fulfill and things like that. So we just kind of decided to go our separate ways before it was too late, type of thing.
Okay. All right. Now, you mentioned music in your household. What was the household like, or the family rearing like, for Miss Chanel Alexis?
So as I mentioned, my dad and my mom split up when I was pretty young. So when I was young and my dad was around, it was like I was around a lot of his family and surrounded by a lot of R&B music and a lot of hip-hop music and jazz and just all those things. And then once my father left, it was kind of like I was put more with my mom's side of the family. And my mom, she's from the island, so it was like a lot of Caribbean music and just like a lot of Caribbean cultures. And it was kind of like a big change. You know, my mom, she was a little strict, and I had to stay in the house a lot. But that just drew me more to music, you know, being in the house, being bored. I'm just watching music videos all day, downloading songs, looking up lyrics, you know. So it kind of helped me form my music mind a little bit, just being so limited to outside things.
Okay. Who are some of your influences when it comes to creating music?
Oh, man, there's so many. But if I had to name a few, I would definitely say Aaliyah. I'd definitely say Brandy, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Chris Brown. I really love Janae Aiko. Beyonce, of course, Rihanna. And I'm like a really huge Nicki Minaj fan. I have like this alter ego where I like to rap in my mind. In my mind, I'm Nicki Minaj on those days.
In your mind, Nicki Minaj. That's dope. That's dope. All right. Now, as you started to pursue your career in music, like what were some of the beginning steps for you? Like when it comes to preparation, did you begin to get familiar with writing? Did you get familiar with finding the proper beats? Like what were some of those early steps for you?
Okay. So for me, starting out, I wanted to kind of test out my sound to people. So I started out doing covers on YouTube. I did a few covers. And then once I noticed that I could actually garnish some attention, that's when I was like, all right, I'm going to seriously work on this. And that's when I started working on writing. Because I noticed when doing covers, it's like people kind of have a tendency to compare you to the original song that they heard. So that's when I was like, well, maybe if I write my own song, then people could just listen to me, you know, for who I am. So I started, you know, finding beats online. That's when I got like my first real love. I started writing all the love songs, and I was just working on that craft day in and day out. You know, I would be in the house. I would just, in my mind, I would picture I'm in a room with like a writing camp, and we have to write 3 songs today. And that's what I would stick myself to, just to keep training my mind to be on top of things like that, to be able to write in a fast setting, and just, you know, just training that craft a little bit more.
Okay. All right. Now, what were the early days like for you when it came to exposure and opportunities to perform live in front of people?
Oh, that was crazy because, like I said, I was in the group and like things were moving really fast. I had went from never doing a show in front of anyone to performing my first real show on a tour. We had got invited to open up for Danity Kane, which is P. Diddy's old girl
yes.
group. And there was like, those were real major venues. This was like Irving Plaza, House of Blues, Chicago. Like, so it's like major crowds. So I definitely got used to it. We went on a Northeastern tour, and the last show that we did was in Atlanta. And by that show, I was like fully comfortable, and I'm like, I know how I need to act on stage. And that was like a little check mark for me, like, okay, I could do this. I could do this.
Okay. All right. Now, as you started to pursue your solo career away from the group, how challenging was that for you?
I would say at first it was a little bit of a challenge because I definitely had to figure out my sound. It was just challenging in that way, but I was also excited because I felt like I had space and opportunity to try new things at the same time. So it was just kind of bittersweet that it's like, damn, I got to start over right now. But I was able to experiment a lot, which allowed a lot of room for growth. You know, I noticed things about my voice that I didn't notice before because I was trying so many new things. And, you know, I just kind of had more space to play around with my music. So I feel like it was good and bad equally.
All right. Tell me a little bit about the name. That name, Chanel Alexis, is that your birth name or is that a stage name?
It's a stage name. It's kind of a blend of both, though, honestly. So my birth name is Chanel. The spelling is different from Chanel, but that's kind of why I decided to spell it this way, because even when I was growing up, people would always say, like, oh, you're so bougie, you're so, like, classy, and then people would always pronounce my name wrong because it's kind of hard to get it the first time. So I don't take it personally, but people would kind of always feel the need to pronounce it as Chanel. So I just kind of consider those things about me. It's like people always call me Chanel. It's like Chanel is like a top brand. It just reminds me of that bougie feel. And then I kind of just added my own little accent marks, and I have the period at the end just to give it my own personal feel. So that's why I got the name.
Okay. All right, now, how comfortable do you feel on stage alone now in comparison to how you were on stage with a group?
I think now, like I would say probably like this year, this is when I've really like fully been comfortable on stage. So definitely this year is when I've been the most comfortable on stage. When I was in the group, I was like kind of comfortable, just I guess because I had other people up there with me. But it was like when I left the group, it was like I kind of had to start over again with all of these feelings, like I'm by myself now. It just felt like a little bit more pressure. So I kind of had to get used to that at first, but now I got that. It's easy. It's nothing.
Okay. Let's talk about social media. First and foremost, how have you been able to use social media when it comes to impacting your career, getting people all across the world to hear the music that before social media you wouldn't have been able to?
Right. Yeah. I feel like social media has been so helpful. Honestly, sometimes I think about that. I'm like, there was really a point in time where this was not here. Like, what were people doing? But today we're blessed to be able to go online. And even if people aren't tuning into what you got going on, you can also reach out to other people. You can make yourself be known in other ways, you know, even with like TikTok and things like that, you know. It's just another way of like marketing yourself to your own advantage at your own pace, at your own comfort at the same time. So I feel like social media has been so helpful in that way. I've like reached people from different countries. These are things I never would have thought I'd be able to do. But, you know, without social media, we can't do these things. So I think we're so blessed to even have that as a tool to use as artists in this day and age.
All right. How does Chanel Alexis describe her sound?
That's kind of tricky because I definitely think I'm more of like a versatile type of artist. So I would say my sound is it's like a feel good. It has a feel good aspect to it, whether it's like, you know, it's a vibe and we just feeling good vibes going, or like if it's something that's a little bit slower, that's going to give you, it's going to make you feel better. It's going to have that relatable aspect to it where it can help people get through things and help people realize that you're not the only one that goes through this, you know? So I would have to say it has like a feel good thing to it.
All right. Now, what is that stage show like? Is it high energy? Or are you the type to kind of pull up a stool and sing to the people? What's the Chanel Alexis stage show like?
I mean, that could go any way, honestly. My music, it goes like high, it goes to low. Definitely, we always got to start the show out with high energy. I love to dance as well. So I'm always coming out with a 1-2 step for y'all, always. Slower songs, we definitely going to get the stool going, you know. I love to have my fan on stage with the smoke. I like to create the aesthetics. It's all about, it's not only about the sound, but the visual at my shows. And you're going to be amazed. Every time you come see me, you're going to be amazed, mind blown.
Okay. Now, being a female in this male-dominated industry, have you had any issues when it comes to being taken serious?
Honestly, I haven't come to that challenge yet. Not exactly. I've been blessed where normally when people hear like at least something of what I'm doing, they're like, "Oh yeah, like this is fire." Like, and they want to get on board or they want to help me push it forward. But I know that's definitely a challenge that people go through, and it sucks, you know, that us as female have to deal with that. And I'm sure I'm going to go through it at some point, but so far I haven't. So I'm knocking on wood for now.
Definitely, no doubt, no doubt. All right, so you have this single, Perceptions Girlfriend. Tell me about this.
Okay, so this is my double single, Perception is part one and part two is Girlfriend. Now, these songs are going to get you in your feels. Like, I have my upbeat songs, but these is kind of something I wanted to show another side of me, my more vulnerable side. So Perception is part one. And Perception is pretty much about dealing with someone who you can't, you know that you should attach from them, and but you have that soft spot for them, you know? And as you're, you know, as you're trying to break away from that soft spot, that person kind of makes the same mistakes over and over again. And when you really sit down and think about that, with change comes finding responsibility and taking responsibility for your actions. So if you don't see the wrong in what you're doing, you're not going to see that a change needs to be made. So Perception is kind of, you know, the name speaks for itself. It's everything is about perception, you know. You could be dealing with someone that says that they're going to work on something, but if they don't see what needs to be changed, then you're going to just be stuck in the same feeling, same mistakes. So that's what leads us to part two, which is Girlfriend. So Girlfriend, there's the most standout line is, I'm always the girl before the girlfriend. So with that taps into the feeling of when you've been dealing with someone for so long, been going through all of this with them, you know, you guys are building, making little changes, and, you know, sometimes you realize that you got to step away from this situation, and that's okay. You know, everyone got to heal. So you step away, and, you know, then this person, they move on. They have the girlfriend. They have, you know, if it's boyfriend, whatever, they move on, and then you become the girl before the girlfriend. And it's like you kind of have to live in that feeling of, wow, I really built this person up. You know, I really made this person into who they are today, and look what they were able to get out of that. Now they're with someone else, and they're just enjoying everything that we built. And, you know, these are real feelings, real emotions. And if it don't relate to you, it's going to relate to somebody else, because it's real out here. Okay. So yeah, that's my double single, Perception and Girlfriend. It's kind of a double-sided love story that I feel like is very relatable and healing at the same time. Yeah.
Who actually produced it for you?
So Perception was produced by it's a producer I've been working with lately. He goes by the name of Steph. And Girlfriend, I honestly don't know the exact name for a Girlfriend. I believe it might have been the same producer, but he's really dope. You guys should check him out on Instagram. I believe his Instagram name is I Am Steph.
Now, before we jump into these records, what would be your advice to the young ladies who hear your music, look up to you, and really admire what you got going on?
My advice would be, always put yourself first, you know, love yourself before you love anybody else, because this game of love is a cold game. You don't want to lose out here. Anybody that is trying to get into what I'm getting into, my advice for that would be, keep working hard, stay focused, don't get distracted by these guys. These guys want to manipulate y'all, and don't let them get to you. Keep working hard, keep shining. And work is going to pay off, whether it's now or later. Just always be patient and stay prayered up.
All right. Now, you mentioned the guys. What is it like for Chanel Alexis in dating?
Chanel is dating her money right now. Chanel is dating her energy right now. That's all that I'm focused on. Because these guys have gave me enough materials that I can reflect into this music now. So that's what we're doing right now. Music, music, music.
The fellas have provided a backdrop to the career of Chanel Alexis. They've gave you a lot of material to write.
Yep. Thanks for the content, y'all.
No doubt, no doubt. So look, before I have you introduce this record, let the people know where to find you, website, social media, and where to check those records out.
If y'all want to listen right now, which you should, y'all can find me on Instagram. That's where I post pretty much everything. My Instagram is Chanel.Alexis,
schanel.alexus. And that's where I post my music. You know, I got some real cute photos on there. Any new shows I got coming up, I always update on there. So y'all could definitely follow me on Instagram.
All right, you currently was just in Atlanta. Were you here performing or just visiting?
Y'all do your homework. I like that. Yeah, I was in Atlanta. I'm working on some new music. I was actually working on some new music. So I got something really, really dope in store for y'all. So make sure y'all stay tuned and check it out.
All right, and I keep saying last question, but this is the last question.
Okay.
What's like working with Chinese Kitty?
Chinese Kitty was super sweet. She was very welcoming. She is just a real one for even paying me to mind, like just giving me the time of day to even do a collab. I had already been a fan of her music before we even did the collab. So when she was like saying she wanted to do the song, I was like, oh my gosh, yes, this is dope. So yeah, we did the video. She was very nice, very welcoming. We didn't get to speak too much because it was like a really busy day, but it was definitely good vibes, definitely.
All right. Are there any artists you look forward to working with in the future other than Cardi B?
You funny. I definitely want to do, I have to do a collab with Chris Brown. I really grew up like mesmerized with Chris Brown, so I have to. That's on my bucket list. You got to do Chris Brown. It would be such an honor to do a song with Brandy. Mariah Carey is the GOAT. It would be an honor to even be in her presence. We got to get Queen Nicki on board, of course. I have so many. I could go on and on. So I'm going to stop myself there. But I definitely have a lot of collabs on the way, too, with a lot of up-and-coming dope artists. So yeah, I got to stay tuned. Stay tuned.
All right, well, do me a favor. Introduce this record to the world.
All right, y'all. This is my new double single, Perception and Girlfriend. You're about to listen now. Get your wine, get your vibes ready, because you're about to be in your feels. Perception and Girlfriend by Chanel.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
That we do it one time turn to two times, and where you at 3 a.m. shit, turn to no chillin', just Netflix. You was never part of my plan, never thought that you were my man. Everything started changing, flaming me around your homies. And baby this, baby that's what you said to me. Call me when things ain't so good for you, call me when you need a shoulder, call me when you need me to hold you down, to be around. Now your ex-girl is your world again, and I'm nowhere to be found, and I'm nowhere to be found. You don't think you're wrong, told her we ain't nothing, but I gave you my love, I thought we were something. I gave you